Full Cast Audio presents Circle of Magic, Triss's Book by Tamara Pierce.
1. She was pressed, jammed really, into a corner formed by chunks of stone. Someone's knee poked into her thigh on one side. Someone else's foot dug into her calf on the other. There were four of them and a dog trapped in a bubble in the ground. The first part of an earthquake was just fading, and the rest about to roll over them, like high tide pounding the harbor walls. Sweat poured down her cheeks and back. Half turning, she thrust her hands palm flat on either side of a crack between the stones. Calling to the power inside her, she sent her magic through the gap. Earth waves were coming her way, small ones in front, bigger ones behind. Their force heated dirt and stones, spreading everywhere. Her bones felt like huge rocks, pressed together so hard that something would have to give. They would slip alongside one another with a crash, forcing buildings and streets and whole cities into new shapes. And the heat, the earth's heat, was cooking her and the friends whose bodies pressed against hers. The hot waves roared through the ground, gaining strength as they traveled. When they hit, she could choose between being roasted or crushed. The earth around her small hollow would clench like a fist. Trisana Chandler lunged out of bed, throwing off the thin sheet that had been her only covering, jumping for her open window. Dangling half out of it, she gasped in the open night air. She was above ground, in her attic room in Discipline Cottage, at Winding Circle Temple in Emelon. The earthquake was 10 days gone, and she and her friend...